my roommates looked at it and they're like, why do you have this? And I'm like, because I love New Jersey. And they're like, well, we're from New Jersey too. We don't have a New Jersey sign. I'm like, because you're not from Monmouth County. That's why you don't like New Jersey.
Hello and welcome to the fifth MCM podcast. My name is JR.
And my name is Max.
And we are the owners of the popular meme page, Monmouth County Memes.
So today's guest is our very first so-called social media influencer. Actually, she's really like an actual influencer. But, you know, at this point, you're probably aware that personally, I'm not too fond of the influencer species. But our guest today is not your typical one at all. Of course, she boasts almost 40,000 followers. You're just about right there, right?
Almost there, yeah.
Almost there. But, you know, I think a large amount of them might be like creep-ass old dudes, which is definitely a little bit creepy.
Okay.
So, but, you know, she uses the platform to meme, which I just think is really funny. Like, all of her captions are just hilarious. And she generally doesn't take things too seriously, which at MCM, we find hilarious.
Yeah. So, we'd like to welcome Kalina to the fifth podcast. You can find her on Instagram at justkalina. And I would say everyone should give her a follow, but if you're in Monmouth County, you probably already do. So
probably.
So how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Happy to be here. Happy to be on this podcast.
This is your first podcast?
Yeah, ever. And I'm really excited because I've just never done anything like this. So it's a new experience.
It's your first and last podcast.
It's going to be such a bad experience that you'll never want to do it again.
I hope not.
That's what happens. Not. People are like, this was a horrible experience. You've so put me off. Like, New Jersey isn't boring. Hated it. Just never again.
She's like, I literally unfollowed your page the second I left.
She did. Yeah. No, Sid hates us.
No, she did.
No, I'm kidding. Sid likes us.
I think. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Guess. Yeah, no, I can't tell.
So how did you get started? Because I know, like, I feel like your page kind of, it's a personal page. Was it literally just your Instagram and then you just decided to make it something else? Or?
Well, in the beginning of high school, middle school, I didn't have a lot of friends. And everyone kind of thought I was just really weird, really quiet. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm funny. I want people to know I'm funny. I want everyone in this area to know I'm funny. And so I just started following a ton of people from everywhere, like around my age, just from Monmouth County. I started, you know, posting a lot and just posting my stories, being a clown. And then I was like, I got a little bit of followers really fast. And then I was like, maybe I can be funny and get followers from that. And so I started doing that. And then at some point, once I like was almost at 10K, I'm like, oh, maybe I could do something with this. So then I kind of turned it into, I want to go to school for marketing. I want to do social media marketing. And this could be great to add to my portfolio to show that I'm proficient in, you know, Instagram. I'm media literate. I know how to use different social media platforms properly. So I kind of took it as something to add to my resume. And, you know, especially with like social media interning, when I was considering doing that, you know, you're not going to get that internship with the 200 followers. You have to show that you can market yourself before you can market a brand and intern for a company. So that's kind of why I did it, because it was going to help me in the future. And not really to do like to influence people, if that makes sense. I never wanted to be like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm qualified to be an influencer. You know, no one should listen to me.
Basically. Well, you know, I'm doing the exact same thing with interviews, like for social marketing positions. Like I go into interviews and I'll like be like, so this is my page. This is what I run. We have like 22,000 followers. We did that in about 7 months. And they're like, what the fuck are you, like 7 months? And I'm like, yeah. And like, I'll go on their page and they have like 1500 followers. They get like 50 likes a post. So like, I definitely use that like to bolster my resume. Cause I don't, obviously, you know, I'm 22, but it's tough to get experience when like entry level positions, they want 3 to 4 years of experience already.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But it's funny you said that you didn't have any friends, because I was trying, like last night I was like thinking of like jokes like based on your captions and your Instagram posts. And one of the things you said, which we didn't talk about, was that your best friend is your duck.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that about?
Well, I actually got the duck from Freehold Township High School. They have an animal botanical program and my friend was in it. And she got duck eggs and told the teacher, was like, hey, I want to hatch ducks. And the teacher was like, okay, fine. So I would spend like right before they started to hatch, I would spend my time during lunch watching the eggs. I was like, I'm going to have a duck. Like, I'm going to take one. It's going to be my child. And
it's going to be my friend because I don't have any.
No, seriously. I had a end of high school, I had some friends, but it took me a while.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, so I would spend my time during lunch just watching them. And then. Yeah,
look at Jack pulled it up. There's you with your duck right there.
I love him. Although he's gone a little.
What's his name?
Mochi. Yeah. Before college, he would follow me around everywhere. And then I left, and now he hates me.
He's like, this bitch abandoned me.
I did. He would follow me everywhere. He was so friendly. And now he, like, attacks my mom because I wasn't around. And I feel so bad, but I can't bring a duck to New York City, so.
Wait, why?
Where am I going to put him? Yeah. I have to put a diaper on him.
Yeah,
but. Well, he has a diaper on him at night.
You could bring like dogs, like you put it like on your back in the subway. I'm pretty sure you could just like put
but your the one duck. Thing about ducks is like they can't control when they go to the bathroom.
So just shitting on your books.
Yeah. Basically you can't train them to go to like you can with a dog or a cat. So they go whenever. So you have to constantly keep a diaper on them.
And they're like, sorry, professor, my duck shit on my homework. I don't have it.
That's a real excuse right there.
They smell disgusting too. The smell of ducks, so bad. But
my friend Tyler has a bunch of them. He always has ducks every year.
Yeah, I had ducks growing up. Like I did 4-H, Monmouth County 4-H at the showgrounds in East Freehold, and every year I would sleep next to the ducks. I was like so obsessed. I was like a farm girl, like a horse girl, but worse because I was a duck girl, you know?
You're like that duck girl.
I think some people maybe in elementary school knew me as duck girl. Some people remember that. I was awesome. I love my ducks. I don't need people. I have ducks.
I would take that. Like, that's like a cool thing. Like there's that stoner kid. There's that duck girl.
And then I was always known as there's that Spider-Man guy because I used to walk around the hallways going like this.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good for...
You just said the animal botanical thing at like township.
Yeah.
You know, too. I like hate that like because I'm like I make the star packs and shit. I hate how much I know about like each high school now. Like the things that like I like when you said that like I shouldn't know that. I shouldn't because I went to a high school around here. Like, mm-hmm. But like now it's like I feel like we still have like 10 more to go. I just can't wait to be done with those. Like, and some girl literally wrote me. She's like, wow, you seriously did Monmouth University before you finish all the high schools. I was like, yo, I've been trying to make Monmouth for like 8 months now. Okay. Like you are not like just stuff like that. But additionally, I mean, I want to say like, I remember like two or three years ago, like getting a follow on Instagram out of nowhere. And like, funny enough, like early on, like I was thinking about making the meme. I'm always like, because like JR basically came on later on the page, but he would send in memes and stuff. So we've always like, kind of been behind this mostly together. But I wanted to make a meme, like, and it was maybe going to be about you. Yeah. It was like, do you remember? Like, it was a meme about like checking your Instagram thing and seeing they're followed by you. But you turned out to be really cool and stuff. Like, I just like to like go at people that are like to think they're too good or like whatever like that, but like that was it because I just remember years ago I was like, wow, like who is this? She follows me out of
all
nowhere.
Of my friends too.
Yeah. Like, it was just like that? But it was funny, obviously, like, you know, you follow me, I'll get the follow back. I'm all about that, helping that ratio and stuff, and still continually following me to this day.
Yeah, I mean, I follow so many people from Monmouth County, and then as soon as I go to New York and I like see more people, I'm like, I'm not following.
No, so
I follow so many people though. I follow like over 7,000. I'm like, I'm not gonna unfollow people who've been following me for so long. I know I feel bad, but I'm like, the
OG. Then why'd you want to follow me? What's that about?
I don't remember unfollowing. I don't remember following you. I don't remember unfollowing you. But I just followed you,
dude. She followed you. Yeah, you realize like how many like the volume of people she followed. Like it's like for her to like to remember who she.
Yeah,
did.
I mean, I don't know. I was trying to unfollow people who didn't follow me back once I started getting more followers because I'm like, I can't follow more people. Like I feel bad because I always want to follow people back if I have any little association with them, like if they live around here or if they go to my school, I feel bad. But then I'm like, I can't, like, there's a limit, you know, I can't follow more than like 7,500, I think it is. Like, you can follow a little bit over that, but then it like will block my actions or something. So, like,
I didn't know that. I was gonna say,
yeah, you posted something about that,
and I was like, oh my god, I don't know what else to do. So, I keep unfollowing people who unfollow me and trying to because then I want to follow my people I meet, and it's, you know,
because I was gonna say like
I don't care about following like having a ratio like having like 200 people I follow. Like, I don't care. I want to follow the people. You know,
I mean, what are you at, like 38k?
Something like that.
Yeah. And like, you're at like what, 7K followers. So my joke is going to be like, damn, you can't spare a few followers. Cause like with me, my personal is at like 2,409 following, 2,410 followers. So I'm like, as long as I'm in the green, baby, I'm good. But like,
Max is very big on his ratio. It's gotta be positive. Otherwise.
Oh yeah. Yeah. My life's over. So delete the account like that. I did like there's one other thing with your name. I don't know how much you can give about this, but you know Cody Ko, the YouTuber?
Yeah.
He has like a very long last name and he's short. Like I think it's like Collegesic. So he just goes by Cody Ko. And for the longest time, I'm like, yo, like Just Kalina, like what does just mean? Like is it like, is it just you? Like of course it's just you, but like is it like, hey, I'm Just Kalina. Like where did you get that?
It's fun. It's exactly what you think it is. My last name's ridiculously long. So yeah. I was just like, when people, every time a teacher would like go through attendance, they'd be like, Kalina. I'm like, it's just Kalina. Like, there's no other Kalina. You don't have to say the last name. Don't have to bother. It's long. I know. Don't even bother trying it. You know? And then I usually get like, after that, like, do you speak like Russian or Polish? I'm like, no, I don't. Like, it's long. It's clearly, it's Polish, but I don't. I always get questions about it, but my last name's Przewozny. But
I got it right then.
Yeah, but that's like what my parents raised me to pronounce it. But then I had a Polish substitute teacher yell at me because I was pronouncing it in English, and it's like Przewozny or something. Like the P's become CH's. I'm like, I don't know. Just call me Kalina. I don't want to be bothered.
Just Kalina.
Yeah, I would do
just JR.
What am I gonna do, Cali Priz?
Yeah.
Kind of gross.
Just Max.
Yeah, because your last name's hard to pronounce.
What if you saw on Instagram we changed our personals to just, like, would you be like, oh, that's cool? I'm starting.
Yeah,
a trend.
No, I'm a trendsetter. There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, check back later. Jack, you do yours too.
Just
Jane, just Jack.
No, to make yeah, just Jack. There you go. It's good.
JJ, like JJ Watt, JJ Reddick. I don't know. So, I mean, we want to kind of go more on talking about like your Instagram game, because of course you're killing it. And, you know, we realize like it's not easy. Like, of course, like I feel like we have a meme waiting. Actually, I do. Whatever.
Meme. I've been telling him to post this for so long and he just won't do it. But now, it doesn't go at you though. You're fine.
No, it's not. It's basically talking about like every DJ out there mm-hmm. where like they have like 50,000 followers. They follow 10,000 people. And they average like 50 likes on their posts. And it's like this lady like looking at,
you know,
like
the math thing where
she's like, yeah,
and it's like the last part is just buying followers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with your, like, you get like what, 3 to 5K likes on your stuff?
I got 6 or 7 recently. But that's, I was like, when I got 7K on one of my recents, I was like,
yeah,
what? How did that happen? I was trying to figure it out. And I was talking to my mom, like, was it the time I posted? I usually don't pay attention to time or anything. I just kind of post at night.
You don't do like, hashtags at all?
I did for like a week and I stopped.
You should do them.
Yeah, well, we found out that putting the hashtags in the comments rather than in your actual thing, caption, gets you a lot more outreach.
Well, I should go for it. I don't ever do any research on what to do. I did in the beginning.
We need that. we need them, okay?
Like, yeah. No, I should really get into it. I even have a friend from college. He's like, you need to get back into like actually caring. And I'm like, I don't know. I went to college and I was just like, my first semester, I kept losing followers. I wasn't posting. I didn't care anymore. I cared more in high school. And now I'm like, yeah, you should do it. I'm like, get back on there.
Or just sell out. Just like be like, someone gives me 5K like over her New Jersey.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm selling it. He's at like 8K. So listen, with you, hey, listen, I'll give you an offer right now off camera though. And we'll just make your account Monmouth County Memes V2.
V2, the one with more followers.
Yeah. Guys, how do you jump like 10K or 50? What was that, like 15K above us pretty much or more? She's 38? At like 38, so it's like 15.
16.
16?
Yeah.
Big math, guys.
So, yeah, Max can't do math.
Can do math.
But so you took like, I mean, like how long were you not posting for when you went to school? It was like
the first semester I posted like, once every few weeks, I feel. I don't know. It was like when I had a good picture, I posted it sort of thing. Like, I didn't do it like to try to keep up with it. And now I'm not even really keeping up with it that well. But my first semester, I was like, I want to delete my Instagram. I want to delete all social media. I don't want to be on here. I want to be left alone. I want to be left alone so bad. And then I was like, you know what? I kept thinking to myself again, like, if I want to go into a certain field, it's better to have it than to not. So I would be, you know, kicking myself in the butt later on if I deleted it. And then just fell off the face of the earth when they're like looking me up like, oh, like you have no experience in social media and you also like don't exist online, you know? Yeah. But I was tempted. I really was. And that's kind of why like I'm in this weird in between where I don't know if I want to like keep pushing and like, or just give up, you know, and make it like a completely just a personal account and just act as if nothing's going on.
I think in the last like month or two, you had like a very significant rise. Like, yeah. What was that about?
She bought them.
I already know. I know what the answer is, but I'm still going to ask. What was that all about?
So,
what is it? I don't know.
Let her answer the question. That's the point.
Yeah, it's like an inside joke, though.
Yeah. It's not an inside joke.
I guess
joke.
You weren't in the DMs.
He was, actually, because I kept telling him. I was like, right, I was looking at your page. I was like, she was at like 32, and now she's at 36. It's been like 2 days. Yeah. What happened?
I'm pretty sure it was Tinder. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Tinder.
I also started posting a little bit on TikTok, so I got a lot of foreign followers, because all of my followers on TikTok, which again, I have like 2K, just do it for fun. Like, it wasn't like trying to be anything. It was just all from Russia, Ukraine, Belarus. So I have a lot of like now people in Europe. But then I got a Tinder and I had my Instagram in it, and I wasn't going to use the Tinder. I guess I was like, I was recently single. I just wanted to see how it worked. But I just think I deleted it actually off my phone. But I put it on there.
If you delete it off your phone, though, people still see your profile. You know, so you get even more followers.
Whatever, you know.
There's no escaping Tinder.
I went to my like, in the DM section, they have that area where it's like, where you have to like.
Yeah, they don't, well, it's like the general section.
There's the area, and I clicked it, and it's like, I scroll through, and it's like, I saw you on Tinder, I didn't want to wait for you to swipe back. And I'm like, oh my God, I was, and then I like refresh, and once I got Tinder, it was like, I think it was like a few thousand spike.
I'm pretty sure it was like 4,000.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
I mean, do you want to talk about your recent stuff on Tinder with our profile, buddy?
Oh, well, yeah, I was going to make a joke. I was like, oh, well, you did that, so like maybe I should do that too. It didn't work so well, I'm not going
to
lie.
Really? Maybe, I think I'd be more inclined to.
I thought it was a joke that he was doing that, and then he was like, yo, check out our matches. And I was like, wait, what do you mean?
You should put it down as like both of you and have a one account, because I see people do that. It's called like the boys, and there's like five guys, and you're like, out of all of us, who do you want to slap in the face? I'm like,
I probably want to beat the hell out of all of you.
That's the thing, I would have, but I just used my personal, like I had a personal Tinder account. I can't change the name, so I just put in the bio that it's like our meme page, and it's just pictures of all of us, like no individual photos. He's not a fan. He hates all that stuff.
I've been on that since like the last time I was on was like sophomore year, probably, when you were able to do the group stuff. Like, do you remember that? Like when, I don't know, like,
oh yeah,
you where you're like, you and a group of friends and hang out, like whatever, like nothing would ever happen. And like, it was for like creepy shit. Like, I don't imagine like what groups would actually meet up, but like we would just message like funny ass crap, messing with people.
Yeah. Well, that's what I used to do at Tinder. Yeah. I would like really like fuck with people. But like, my bio was.
Yeah.
All I say is that when I was in California, I mess with people so often. Yeah.
Jack, can you bring those up?
Yeah, Jack, can you pull up my old DMs on Instagram? I mean, on Tinder, yeah.
Yeah, Jack, I don't think we're going to get literally, Rook will never sponsor us. Never,
no.
No, I got so bored. Like, I only got it just to see what it was, because also, like, when I was single, I wasn't 18 yet, so it wasn't like I was gonna get a Tinder anyway. So then I just went, like, what is the hype about? And I went on, I'm like, this is the scariest thing I've ever been a part of. So I was like, no, I'm not gonna meet up with, like, I would never meet up with anyone on Tinder. I just, especially, you know, being a girl in New York City, that sounds like it's gonna end badly for me. So
pretty
you said scary. Is it scarier than your DMs on Instagram? Because you do talk a lot about those on your story. You decided you're very close to dating women now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm like in neither right now, but I see a lot of, like, it's like when guys ask me out over DM, and it happens often, people don't know me, and I'm just like, no, I'm good. And then I get defensive about it. Like, do you think you're too good for me? It's like, no, you're a strange man who's messaging me over Instagram. Yeah. Do you think that's going to resonate well with me? No. Like, I'm not trying to be nasty. I usually say, No, and that's why they really annoy me, because I'm just like, they're usually boys. That's the distinction I make. It's like probably under 18 DMing me who get defensive about it, because if you're a grown, like, not a grown man, but if you're like over a certain age and a girl rejects you, usually they're like, okay. Yeah. But it's like the annoying, you know, kids on there that are just like,
coming from the guy that you think's a high school kid, I still do that stuff. Yeah. So, and I'm 23. So,
what do you mean you didn't answer me in 5 minutes? Well, it's funny because I have a similar story on Instagram, only we didn't talk about this with Ryan on the podcast.
We didn't talk about it.
So, basically, what happened was a couple of before I went public with my personal account and like had Mom with Kenny memes in the bio and everything and made it a business account, I was private. And I got a message request from some guy who followed one of my friends. And I accepted it. And he said, "You're handsome as fuck." I'm not gay. So I was like, I just didn't answer. I just left it the way it was. His response 8 hours later after seeing that I had read it and just not said anything was, "You homophobic Trump fuck.
Yeah.
You piece of shit." And I was just like, what?
But yeah. That's exactly what I get. And it sucks because like I sometimes like they could use certain wording and it just it like hits sometimes. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like they just said that to me. And I know they're complete strangers, but sometimes it's like, oh, you know, it makes me feel really gross. Mm-hmm. And like, it happens a decent amount. That's why I'm like phasing out of the question things. Because in the beginning, it was like, I'm going to just show everyone what people say to me.
Yeah.
But then now it's like, it eggs them on. And I don't want to do that. But I did it recently and I wanted to have like a normal question thing in my story. And it was all like, you know, I was hoping they'd ask me about New York, whatever, what I want to do with my life. No, it was the guys dogs. Going back in again. And then I just went off and I was like, I'm not doing it again. I went off on all of them and then I was like, okay, I'm done. I need to go to sleep now.
That was very funny. Very entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, no, you commented on that. I saw I you. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
probably
yeah.
probably wasn't funny for you at the time. You probably actually
I was
pissed,
angry.
But as somebody just viewing on the outside,
it was entertaining. Oh, yeah. But that's why I like when people tell me that was really funny. Like, I wanted to see that. That made my day. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I should do it again. And like, usually it's either normal men or girls who, you know, just or around, like, in Monmouth County, a lot of them will be like, "Thank, that was so amazing." Or, like, girls in my college are like, "That was so funny. Thank you for that." And I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't make up for, like, the things that I read.
You're taking,
you know?
Yeah, but you're the one, like, taking the shots. Like, yeah, like exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, difficult. So if you want to do that, like, awesome. Like, but it's not easy. Like, mentally, like, yeah, like, it's not. Because there are pieces of shit out there. Like, that. Agreed. I mean, also, I mean, like, what I saw is, like, because I try and like I see your stuff that you post whatever, but I think like I'm not so big into like watching people's stories. Like I'm what I hate being on the page. Like if I post something, I post it and then I log out of the page because I never want to be on. I'm not like one of those people that like if you post something like I have friends. I think Jerry used to be like this where if you post you're like, dude, I'm at 20 likes right now. Dude, I'm at like 100. Dude, like that whatever. Like keep checking. I hate it. I post something and then I'm like, oh, I'll check back tomorrow. And I hate because I don't want to be so.
No, my mom, I make her go and check for me because no, it's not even like the likes or anything. I make her check because I'm just like, I want to make sure if I rather her see a comment first if someone says that's negative than me because I'll not handle it well. Yeah, she'll be like, they said this, delete it fast. I have to do that sometimes. And I'm like, you know, if I see it, I'll like, you know, freeze. I'll be like, oh my God, what it's just, you know, I just, I'm still young. I still take things a little too seriously sometimes. So that's why I like, it's hard having a personal Instagram
page. Yeah, because it's linked to you.
Yeah. How involved is your mom with your Instagram page? Like, it sounds like she's like very much.
Well, because once I started doing well, and once I explained to my parents that maybe social media marketing was a good idea for me, even though now I'm really not going in that direction, but just keeping my options open, they were really, really supportive of it. And they might like once I fell off like my first semester and stopped really posting a lot, they were like, no, you have to do it. So they're really motivating and they really want me to do something with it, especially if they're like, hey, if you want to start a business down the line, you have a platform. If you want to, you know, become a blogger or a writer, or if you have something, you know, you have something to start off with. So even when I'm like, no, I don't want to do it anymore, they're like, yeah, do it, keep doing it. So that's kind of like, they just motivate me to do it. And they keep me going.
So one of the things that I've noticed is a lot of people, when they have these personal accounts and they have like a large following, they'll do paid promotions with companies where they'll like be like, oh, I just love this tooth whitening service. It's the best. You guys should all try it. All of my followers. But I've noticed you don't really do anything like that. Is that a choice or is it just never been approached with the offer?
It's as of now, it's kind of, it was a choice. I was just like, ew, you know, like, I don't want to be like, take my weight loss gummies, you know, like, I don't want to do that. But if there was a company that I like really liked, I would definitely do it. But I kind of, again, because I spent so much time trying to get away from Instagram, like last semester of college, and I'm just trying to force myself to get back into it now, maybe I would consider, but I definitely want to go about it the right way.
Yeah.
Because it just annoys me when it's not done the right way. And it's like a huge paragraph. And it sounds like,
yeah,
it wouldn't be something I would want to do every single post too, you know, like some people do it and it's like every single one they're promoting something and it's just like, it's not real. Like I want to at least promote something that's like decent.
Well, that's always been our concern is like, we don't want to push things on people, but we also have kind of decided that if we do advertisements, we'll do it in a way where they're memes. We can actually create something. And also, it's like, on the other hand, we really want to support local businesses.
Yeah, no.
So it's cool to do advertisements with them. Like, I don't think we would do advertisements with, like, a big company that wasn't based in this area, the New Jersey area.
I'd probably do the biggest one, like Wawa.
Yeah, well, that's different because everyone loves Wawa.
They call us on the phone. Cool.
They were in a New Jersey meme account group chat, and one of the younger people added them in, and they were, like, viewing the messages. I was like, I don't want Wawa seeing our messages. Like, get them out of here. Oh, yeah. Rook literally was like typing in our group chat at one point. I was like, what are they doing in here? Get them out. I'm like,
I miss Wawa so much in New York City. I miss it. Like, I would eat it every single day in high school. What do you get? Every day. I would switch it up every single time. I would never get a consistent order because I was there so much. So I'd try everything. If they released something and it was new, I'd be like, I'm trying it. Like, the amount of money spent at Wawa.
Chicken parm sub. You think I'm weird for doing it, but you get a side, you get bacon on there too.
That's so weird. So you think that's weird, right? But before we started recording, she told us that she drinks honey mustard.
Like dead ass.
And puts it on pancakes. That's weird.
I used to put it on pancakes a lot. I just haven't had pancakes recently. Not to mention, if you order pancakes, they usually don't offer honey mustard. But if I was back home, like I remember growing up, I would get honey mustard on everything and I wouldn't just dip it in. Like if I got a chicken nugget, I would like pour it on. You know, Chick-fil-A, I would drink the sauce. I mean... Yeah. I have an addiction and that's it's like I would put it all over. Like every time I get any meal in my dining hall at college, I would fill it up with honey mustard and like just
people would be afraid of you.
Yeah, no, all my friends know. And in high school, I would get honey mustard on my sandwiches and my hands would smell like honey mustard afterwards. And it'd be like a joke. So my friends, like I put my hand up to their face and they would like gag because it would smell like honey mustard's been on there all day.
But honey mustard smells good. Yeah,
I love honey mustard. I just never considered it on, you know, breakfast, but. I mean, I can imagine being at a diner, be like, yeah, can I get pancakes? I don't want any syrup. Just bring me
Do you put syrup on too or not?
I wouldn't put it at the same time. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because also, if I'm alone and I happen to have honey mustard and I'm making pancakes, I'll definitely take the honey mustard. But like, I feel weird doing it in a too public setting because people are going to be like, oh, there's something seriously wrong here. Yeah, I mean, but everything. Honey mustard goes on every sandwiches. I just wrench it like grilled cheese. At school, I just go scoop it on.
I'm like not gonna lie, like I'm trying it. Like,
well, he's a big honey mustard.
We like it too. Like, it depends on the place. Like, my biggest pet peeve is like if a place like one they don't have honey mustard. I'm like, what are you doing? But also like if the honey mustard isn't good, isn't it just literally honey and some then people mixture of mustard?
There are like, some places where they'll add that, you know, that like white ass honey mustard. That's
disgusting.
Gross.
Yeah, no,
it's like so thin, right? Like it's not.
It's terrible. Yeah, and I just need to say this because I just realized something completely off topic. But every time I promote stories for our podcast, Max doesn't like the way he looks in the pictures. So he tells me to put GIF sunglasses on his face every time. And I realize he's wearing sunglasses today.
To this interview. So you better put two pairs of sunglasses on me. Literally just like,
I'm not putting anything on you this time.
Then
I'll post
it then, fucker.
What do you need? You're wearing sunglasses. Why do you need fake sunglasses?
It's a joke. I'm already wearing this.
Yeah.
For no reason. It's a little bit sunny in here.
It's a little sunny. It's so bright. I can't see.
Yeah. I was going
to definitely not hungover.
No, definitely not. We definitely didn't go to Porta last night.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I mean, one thing, like, have you been to Amy's by any chance? Amy's, it's in Long Branch. It's good. Go there. It made me think of that because I always get like chocolate chip pancakes and then I get a side of fries too. And honey mustard there is really good. So I have it there. So like, listen, we can go tomorrow with the guys because we're going to Asbury tonight. I think it's time to try. We'll let you know how it goes. If I just start puking in there, that's on you.
That'd be a disgusting thing to puke up. Like the taste of it.
Honey mustard going back up would be awful.
Oh, I feel like I've done that because we'll get like juniors on our way back after like whatever, like going out and then just... The next morning feeling like you feel worse from that than drinking.
Probably. The worst thing I've ever thrown up was chicken parm sub. It was the worst thing. I had the flu. No, I didn't have the flu. It was after Sandy. we were cleaning up my house and I got like a bacterial infection from cleaning the house up and I was sick for like 5 days and I ate an entire sub even though like I hadn't eaten anything all like in like 3 days. I was like, I physically couldn't eat and it just came up again like 30 minutes later. It's disgusting.
Oh no. Anything like, I feel like Italian food coming back up is not
it's so
good.
Acidic.
Chinese like, food too. Yeah, yeah. Chinese food.
Ooh, yeah, I don't want to think about that because I feel gross every
time I eat
Chinese food.
I've gotten food poisoning from Kingstar.
Yeah,
the place there's like this shitty Chinese place in our town in Monmouth Beach and like the joke was that like, well, like the whole town got hit by Hurricane Sandy, but like honestly when Hurricane Sandy like hit Monmouth Beach, like it actually got cleaner after getting hit by the storm because like it's just, it's always been known as like this dirty disgusting, but the food is banging. It's like one of those places like it's good, like kind of like Inkwell. I would like, it's like the Inkwell of Chinese places.
Inkwell's awful,
but no, it's good.
I know you like it. Well, here's the thing, we I don't hate it. I just think it's
a good
an annoying
spot.
Place. It's not a good date spot. I would really never go on a date at Inkwell.
Low lighting.
I would go on a date there. I have gone on dates
Thank
there.
Thank you.
But no, I just, my mom took me there for the first time with my little sisters and we were like.
That's a weird situation.
No, because my mom's like, I went here when I was younger. Okay. So she wanted to just show us. And I was like, this place is kind of cool. Yeah. Like the bathroom is my favorite too. I feel so disgusting in there. But at the same time, like. I always take pictures of like the suffering on the walls and just like, look, guys, I'm at Inkwell.
It's one of those things. It's like you gotta like show like it's for the image of being there.
Yeah. And the pizza fries are really, really good. That's what I get.
The Incachino, ever had it?
I get the Dutch coffee.
Like a whole stick of butter in there.
Yeah, that's my favorite. And you know, you go next door afterwards and you go to the psychic. That's what I do.
I'm actually going Tuesday night. Hey, I can't wait.
Why are you going to Inkwell Tuesday?
It's for like, I'm going with like a few classmates. Just cool things. You're not invited.
No, I'm sick.
Yeah. I want to bring... What?
You know, you go.
Go? Okay. Well, thank you, man. I get to talk.
No,
but
it's my podcast.
Of course. Yeah. Welcome to J.R. Bellamy's
podcast.
Welcome
to the J.R. podcast. That guy's a fucking loser.
Yeah, thank you guys. So obviously you're in college right now, and I got to say, man, college for me is probably... I still act like I'm in there. I'm in grad school. It's like the fakest form of actually being in college because I live at home. But... You know, it was probably the four best years of my life. How are you like taking it? Like, of course, I think like we were talking before, like your first semester is not, it's like the change is difficult, but how are you liking it now?
I love being in New York City, but also it's not that regular college experience. Like if you want that, I know so many people who are transferring to like state schools because they just can't take it because it's very, people keep to themselves. A lot of them are commuters, so the campus is dead.
Suitcase school.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, I always envision college in a certain way. There's not like, you don't go to like those frat parties. You don't, it's not like that. Like you're just sitting, relaxing a lot of times and people, you know, I always imagine like doors being open, you knowing like all of your like neighbors kind of thing in the dorm. No, it's like very, everyone keeps themselves and everyone's working. It's one of those schools where it's like, I can see you for lunch in between my like 7 classes, 2 jobs, my internship. And, you know, it's like, it's, people are always so busy and it's like, oh, sorry, I'm going to be doing, you know, I have a work from this time to this time, or like all the design kids are always, you know, designing stuff, you know, and they're always next to the sewing machine or they're drawing. It's like people are so focused there that there's not much, it's all work and no play at FIT. Like you would really think it's different, but it's
not
just typical.
It's like, it's like the New York City, like everyone just going 100 miles an hour.
That's the thing. And like Max knows this. I personally, college, not my favorite, did definitely not the best 4 years of my life, but I did two and a half years in California and I had the whole campus like experience, that college experience. And it's the complete opposite. People in California are slow as hell. Like everybody, nobody's really like not, and there are people that worked hard, but I think,
look at you
generalizing. Well, you, good job, man. You also,
still, you're generalizing.
Anyway, Jack, pull it up. How do you say that? I can't pronounce it. Yeah, no, but I just mean like there were, it definitely felt like people were like relaxing most of the time and they were like not work, like stressed out about what they're doing. And then I spent 2 years at Rutgers, which even though has a huge campus, it's like 50% commuters, including me. I commuted there. And it was the complete opposite where it was like, the only thing I ever did when I was on campus was work. And I had like 7 classes a day because I wanted to get everything done quickly as possible. And, I actually think I enjoyed Rutgers more. I had more fun when I was in California because I wasn't like really trying that hard. And I was just like, but actually in terms of learning and education, like I actually enjoyed the work I was doing when I was
at Monday Rutgers. Through Friday, you're a Rutgers student. On the weekends,
I was a Monmouth University student. Yeah, definitely. I spent a week on his couch one time.
We had a big house, seven days straight. I was saying, it was seven bedrooms. God damn, I miss so much. Like two kitchens, two living rooms.
In college,
and I so peaked. It's over. It's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
And then this kid would always want the VIP treatment. Like the beautiful couch downstairs wasn't good enough for him. So he would have to oh dude, I want to sleep in your freaking queen size bed.
I did though, a lot.
A lot. That would be a few of my friends. I was like, dude, no. And even if there was other times when I would also have guests with me, Jared would get pissed. No, I want to sleep in that bed. And I'm just get the hell downstairs.
Well, one time I played rock, paper, scissors with a guy. Which of us got to sleep in your bed?
Was it Garrett?
No, it was, what's his name?
Giuliano.
It was Brian Giuliano. And for some reason, I lost. And I was like, I guess I got to sleep on the floor. Even though there was a couch downstairs, I slept the entire night on your wood floor next to your heater. And then I woke up at 6 a.m. I was like, oh, fuck, I got to go home. And I just drove home. But
Well, I would let you guys, because if I didn't sleep over the house, I would come back and I would walk in, three of the guys are sleeping in my bed. I was like, dude, there's a couch. I remember when I came back, I was sleeping. I think it was it might have been me, you, and Giuliano. And I wake up and Giuliano just has an open beer, half spilled on all over my bed. Our friend Garrett, I would call him Hurricane Garrett, because whenever he would come, destroys my whole room. Just I would come back from class and he's laying in my bed.
Yeah.
High key, he would just rip ass in it all day. And I'm just dude, I love the kid. He's my brother. But
yeah, he's a pain. He's difficult.
Man, I don't even know why. I was for the college thing. I just thought of the song. I haven't listened to it in a minute. I wrote that song I Love College by Asher Roth. I feel the need to listen to it. So on our next break, I don't know.
You're going to listen to the song.
Yeah. It's going to
pump
you
up for the end of the podcast. Absolutely. It will,
for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Kalina, real quick. Mm-hmm. You're a big fashion girl.
Yeah,
I would say.
Yeah.
Well, what do you study at FIT?
Not fashion.
Oh, shit.
I'm a marketing communication student.
Fuck, we didn't do our research.
No. But why isn't it in your bio? I go to fashion school. So, yeah. I mean, that's why I say when I want to put something weird on my, wear something questionable, I have this neon orange jacket and I swear by it. And I'll be like, well, you know what? Your opinion doesn't matter because I go to fashion school and you don't. That's what I say. I use it when I need to. But do I study fashion? No. I mean, my roommates are fashion design and fashion business management. So I kind of am the only major that isn't fashion related technically. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I still go to FIT. So I can still say. It's not like I dress like a bum, because if you wear leggings at FIT, you won't have friends.
You're scum of the earth.
Yeah. No, you got to dress
up. Yo, Jack, pull up a picture of that orange jacket.
I hate that.
It's definitely far down, but you have to dress nice. Everyone's in heels. That's why I hate coming back here too, because all my clothes are at school, so I have to kind of dig at the bottom of the pile. What do I have here? But I have now I started off college with a couple pairs of shoes. I have 20 something now, 30 pairs. I don't know. And I just, it's just a habit. When you come to FIT, it's just your wardrobe will quadruple. And I was a sweatshirt legging wearer in high school because I didn't care. And then I came there. It's if I dressed like that, I would be shunned.
Well, yeah, that's I feel that's every other school, because honestly, even for night classes, I wear literally joggers. And if I could wear that nine times or eight times a week, whatever, just and then when I do have to dress up for work, whatever. But guess I'm not going to fashion school then.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think, in my entire time in college, I only once went to class in sweatpants a single time, one time. I will, because I used to have 8 a.m.s in my sophomore year. I went to bed.
Why did you dress up?
I didn't.
Oh, well,
I normally would dress nicely. Yeah, I did normally dress nicely.
To an 8 a.m.?
Yeah. Because I'm normally a morning person. I get up at 6 o'clock every day.
Judge that.
Yeah.
I get up at 6:30 every day. Yeah. It's just a habit. I'm not a night person. I'm on the pipe. If I'm hanging out with a bunch of people and I'm in my dorm, you will see me go to sleep at 11. They'll be like, are you up? Do you want us to leave? I'm like,
no.
I'm fine. Drifting into sleep. I can't stay up.
I tried canceling on Max last night, but he was already on his way here, so I couldn't.
That's the problem, because I knew if I said to you, yo, just meet me there, you were not going to go.
No way I was going out.
And by the way, I was not on the way.
I know you weren't, because it took you 15 minutes to get here after you said that.
Yeah, because I had to go get cash. I lost. I didn't know where the alcohol was, so I had to find it in my house. And then it took me another 20 minutes. You were not calling out on me, man.
I wanted to, but no, yeah. I forgot what I was going to say.
What do you think? Like, do you think we got style? Of course we do,
yeah,
right?
Of course, nice. Yeah.
That's an easy question.
Very easy, yeah. Yes. I mean.
Very easy.
Yeah, you guys got style. Yeah.
It's like that, honestly.
She's like, kind of, I don't know.
One of the things I've been told in the past is that, like, because whenever I'm lying, I raise my voice. She just said I dress like shit.
No. I would prefer you dress as you do than like e-boys, you know?
E-boys.
So yeah. Take the leather
jacket. Yo, Jack, pull up a picture of some e-boys.
Yeah, I mean, that's what FIT guys look like.
Wait, you just look it up. It's like a picture of me on Google.
It's a picture of Max, like, yeah.
The hair parted down the
middle. Yeah, that's what they, yeah, exactly. Cool. Nailed it. That's
save that picture. Save that picture. We're going to put it in the recording of the podcast, or just leave that tab open.
Wait, what's that other picture of JR in there?
Yeah. I definitely yes.
Yeah, there's that's JR.
Is that Little Huddy?
I don't know who anyone is.
What, is that like a SoundCloud rapper?
No, that's like, you know, Charlie from TikTok? That's her like boyfriend or something.
I saw a guy who was making fun of them on YouTube once.
Yeah.
I'm not big into TikTok, so I have no idea.
I only have TikTok because my sister, she's 19, she goes to school in Florida, sends me like 15 TikToks a day.
I do know everyone.
And I'm tired of the browser. I know, but it's like easier to just open it up on the actual
app.
Don't
lie.
No, yeah, I go into TikTok too much.
I don't follow a single person on TikTok. Vids. I make tons of TikTok videos. They're all painfully unfunny.
What is that like?
So are mine. I don't really try on TikTok, but
let's pull up your TikTok. That's a good idea.
My sisters were obsessed. I would make fun of them, and then I gave in, and now I'm addicted to it.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to play anything.
Jesus. What are you doing, brother?
I wonder what it is. At just Kalina.
Something like that. There may be like a dot in between the just and Kalina, or maybe not. I'm not sure. Maybe there's not.
Me and Jay were thinking about this. How many times have you seen The Devil Wears Prada?
Well, that was going to be a question if you actually were a fashion studier, but she's not.
But it's still like she goes. Ooh.
No, but the thing is, Devil Wears Prada is fashion, but it's also like magazine stuff, which is something that like I thought about doing if magazine wasn't like dying a little bit.
Teen Vogue. Oh,
this is nice. But then I'm minoring in like that actually happened. You could hear him in the background. Like
I can't see that, but you'll like, shoot me later.
I'm fucking blind.
Oh my god! Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
No,
we'll make sure to put that on the screen.
No, yeah, it was traumatizing because I was actually going to the bathroom and it was like it wasn't a good bathroom experience, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
And then there was a group of girls who walked in and they started dancing and I could hear like it was like Renegade, like that song, and they were playing it and I was like trying to not go let them hear going to the bathroom. Very traumatizing.
I used to have that problem where I was like I didn't like to go to the bathroom when other people were in the bathroom, and then I was just like, I put headphones on and I'm like, if I can't hear anything, they can't hear anything either.
I normally don't care, but they walked in and were like, why does it smell bad in here? And I'm like, oh, they cannot know I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, you like put your legs up like this.
Yeah, exactly. I got so scared because they acknowledged me kind of. And I was like, I can't let them know I'm in here.
Yeah. I mean, I think like, honestly, like I don't like, because you have it. I don't have TikTok, but like, I feel like it's a little bit too young for us. Vine was our TikTok.
I mean, Vine was kind of mine too. I'm that little like break, I think. I'm that weird, like being born in 2001 means I'm kind of like the in-between year where like I'm both half like my little sisters who were like in high school, and then I'm half like my friends who were like almost we're out like of college. 50. Yeah.
50.
No, like my friends were like 20 to 22 in college. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm like the in-between, and it's kind of a weird thing because I'm like, oh yeah, I know every single Vine reference, but here I am on TikTok saying TikTok references that my friends who are a couple years older don't get. Like, it's,
you know. Hot take right here, because people talk shit about TikTok and I do too, but I was not a big Vine person either. Like, there were always funny Vines that I liked, but I think Vine had just as many cancerous people as TikTok does. Like, the people from Vine who left Vine for YouTube are the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're so annoying.
They're so bad. I never...
I actually think TikTok has got more... is funnier in some senses. People are more creative.
But, like, there's also that culture on there where, like, people don't take it seriously. And I feel like there's a lot of memeing on there, too, which I like.
More so than Vine, I think. Yes. Which is why I like TikTok.
Well, TikToks can be how long is as long as like the sound clip is basically that you pick.
Yeah.
Vine being 6 seconds, like that's it's hard to do a lot in that.
I mean, listen, there were some really funny Vines, absolutely.
Dude, there were
the people on there that are now so famous and make so much money on YouTube, they're not funny.
No, they're not
painfully unfunny.
Well, no. Yeah, they all went to Instagram comedy, which is just horrible, isn't real comedy whatsoever. No. And then some of them went to YouTube, of course, you know. Yeah. So like the Paul brothers.
The Pauls, and yeah. The funniest guys that they exist.
Yeah.
Recording a dead body in a suit in the forest.
Yeah,
that was exactly just a thing. I mean, like, I don't know who could do that and think, this is a good
idea. Let's post this one.
Let's not blur the dead guy out. Let's just put it on YouTube.
The new stuff with, like, with Jake and, like, his stuff that he's posting, like, inspirational stuff. Where mm-hmm. he's basically telling all of his kids, like, drop out of high school. Like, and he's a million followers.
Did you see the PewDiePie video on it?
I haven't.
Oh, yeah. He was making fun of him.
Yeah, but everyone is. Like, TMG just talked about it on their podcast. Like, bro, like, you have such a big influence. Like, of course, like, and, like, the thing is, they're like, yeah, you could make it on YouTube, you could make it be an influencer, but like, dude, you have to have a backup plan. Yeah, like, just because one or two people can doesn't mean everyone.
Well, that's the thing, like, people like Jake Paul will say, like, yeah, you just do it, right? And then I'm a big PewDiePie fan, he'll be like, yeah, don't, like,
PewDiePie, he tells it like it is.
Did you ever see the Jake Paul diss track on teachers? He literally made a diss track on teachers, and then a teacher made a diss track on Jake Paul, and it was way better. And like Cody Coe and like Noel Miller were like talking about it, and like the teachers was better. But they were like, yo, let's make a diss track on doctors, right? What do doctors do even? Like, just save lives? Like, it's funny. Like, it's just a play on like how stupid Jake Paul is.
Yeah.
Like,
I had like a joke like at my lunch table, like last bit of senior year, and I'd be like, guys, one day I will be Jake Paul, but better. And I'm going to have a Team 10 apartment. Just watch. If you guys want to come with me, this is your time. Yes or no? And if you say no, well, then goodbye. Don't pretend to be my friend when I'm Jake Paul. Like,
do that. Will it blow up like Team 10 did?
Yeah, or? I'd be like, once I'm Jake Paul, you know what? You guys are going to come back to me and be like, hey.
Be like, no. Shit. Can we get in that house though? Like, please.
Yeah. And then it'll just like blow up in 1 year. And then you ever seen that video like their dad kissing that like young girl? It was like, that was just like the
creepiest thing ever.
Yeah. He's like, that's just too much, dude. I like that. I mean, we saw, you know, talking about like promos and stuff, you really don't do that. Mm-hmm. But we also did see, is there something where like you selling clothes online or something like that?
Oh, I just have a Depop. That's just like selling my like old clothes. Okay. It's not a big deal. I'm just trying to clear out my closet sort of thing. I didn't really like whatever. Whatever sells, whatever doesn't. But like, it's not nice clothes either. It's like stuff I find at like the bottom of my drawer. I'm like, let's see if anyone else can repurpose this kind of thing. And I didn't make that much money off of it, but yeah, that's the extent of that one.
I mean, yeah, it's just like a little way to make some money on the side. Why not? Because a lot of clothes, like a lot, you don't wear it. Yeah,
people do it well though. Like, there's people who go out and they thrift and they find things for $10 and then they repurpose them and they sell them for like $80. And I'm like, I could probably do that because I have a good eye for stuff. And I go to thrift stores and I'm like, this is $10. I could sell this for probably $100. Why don't I do that? Maybe I should get into it.
So basically, you're ripping people off.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
I'm doing it with style. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an FIT.
I know what I'm talking about. Exactly. Literally, I think in my like a Depop bio, it's like, I go to the Fashion Institute. So like, trust me.
Kalina rips people off. You heard it here first. Have you been? There's like two thrift stores in like Asbury that like we've like talked back and forth through Instagram. Have you been to those? Is there any like?
I've been to a couple in Asbury, I think, but I don't.
It's Rebel Supply and then the Vintage
Wave. I've been to both of them. Yes.
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. But the thing is, you have to go to like, if you go to New York, like even if you're in Manhattan, it's bad. You got to go in like Brooklyn. And they have the huge warehouses where everything. You get like a pair of Levi's from like 1980 for like $15.
And Max is like, we're going to Brooklyn.
It's insane. Strauss. Okay. Yeah, they have like Calvin Klein jeans, and they're all like Wrangler, and they're all older, and they're all like 80s, 90s, and they sell for like $15, $20. You could like double that at least or more.
Yeah.
I'll probably just buy it to wear it.
But yeah, okay.
You're thinking business.
He's like, well, I'm making money here. Big brain, okay?
No, yeah. I mean, you could. I mean, honestly, because if you're not, Brooklyn's like such a good place to do that. Like, if you're not from there and you go to, you're not going to find something like that.
Yeah.
So you could just resell it for as much as you want.
So obviously, you're from Monmouth County, but you go to school in New York, as we talked about. What is it like for you, that transition from being like a girl from New Jersey to living in New York?
You know, it wasn't that difficult. I mean, I really did miss New Jersey so much my first semester. It was a shock. Like, I just complained about New York. I'm like, it's smelly. And I'm like, I want to live by the beach again and like be near the water. That's fun. But then I kind of had to realize that like, I'm here now. I have to accept that I'm in New York City. And it was hard at first. It definitely was, because like, getting used to like the subway and everything, and the fact that like you always have to be aware of your surroundings. Like I could just, in Monmouth County, I could walk around with like my purse like just hanging off of me, and then like in New York it's like I'm like holding on to it, you know, and like I have my pepper spray in one pocket and my alarm in the other pocket, and like
you got a taser.
No, but that
he does get one. Max has a couple.
I have a few.
Meanwhile, like here it's like I don't even look at my surroundings, just like whatever, you know. Yeah. So it's a big change, but I do love New York, and I am moving there in May permanently, so I will no longer be in New Jersey, and then I'll
never allowed on the podcast again.
I know
it ends there.
I mean
unfollow you too.
No, I mean at that point I'm getting my New York residency, so it's like by New Jersey, which is like hard. But I mean, I have a little New Jersey sign in my room, so if that counts for anything.
Yeah.
My roommates looked at it and they're like, "Why do you have this?" And I'm like, "Cause I love New Jersey." And they're like, "Well, we're from New Jersey too. We don't have a New Jersey sign." I'm like, "Cause you're not from Monmouth County. That's why you don't like New Jersey."
That's what we always talk about, is because we're a Monmouth County page, and we have so many followers, like compared to other state pages. I think it's just something.
We're the
about,
only cool county.
Yeah,
we're
the best fuck county. Everyone else. No, I'm just kidding.
But not really, high key. Unless, like, we destroyed Ocean County memes.
He had 800 followers.
My boy was at, like, 200 followers, and I called his ass out. Yeah. We destroyed Bergen County when he wasn't even using his page. So what? Took his
couldn't
ass.
Couldn't defend himself.
Vermont and New Hampshire.
New Hampshire kind of...
It's a tie.
New Hampshire was pretty good. They were good.
Yeah.
Their followers were very...
If you remember that when we had the war with, like, New Hampshire, we were getting, like, a lot
hate
of
messages
hate.
From New Hampshire.
And, like, it was all jokes. Like, one thing, it was, like, the only things to do in New Hampshire, it was, like, milking a cow, cutting wood. And, like, it's just, like, dude, it's a joke. But, like, my
people
favorite...
People took it seriously. You want to tell the story or you want me to tell
just
the
story? Just please, you do.
So Max gets a DM from this guy, and it's like, your state smells like shit. And then it's like a 12-year-old, and he's like, yo, look what I just sent this guy. And I open it up, and I just started crying. He's like, Max responds, you props smell like shit. And the guy just, he was like, whoa, man. Like,
yeah, I felt so bad after. But I remember I FaceTimed JR. I like to say, I was like, dude, check the message. It just was so, and then we were like friends with the kid, but it was like, it's like a 12-year-old. I'm sorry, bro. Like, it was just funny. We're memeing him, but.
You ready for coronavirus? You expecting to? You have a mask or no?
Yeah, I do actually.
You have one of the good ones or
no? But my parents got me a box to take back to school because I told my roommates, I'm like, there's no point in me wearing it and you guys not wearing it, because then once we're living in the same vicinity, if you're, you know, infected, then we're all screwed. So I was, you know, my one roommate goes to like into Queens, really like deep in there, and she goes home to Long Island, and they have some suspected cases there, and I'm like, girl, we got to spray you down with Lysol before you walk in.
Yeah,
but like especially the subway, it's like I'm touching everything on there, and like
wear some gloves.
But even if the gloves are near you, you can, like, if God forbid one of the if you did pick it up on one of the gloves that you were using and then it got anywhere near your face, I mean, you'd still get it. It doesn't matter.
So,
you'd have that respirator.
At this point, you just kind of have to be like, whatever. If it happens, it happens.
It's just so up JR's alley to be like so pessimistic. It's like, it doesn't matter what you do.
You're going to die. But you probably, no, but it's a very low death rate.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, who knows?
True.
China might be lying, so they probably are lying.
I was going to do an internship in Shanghai. I was going to apply for it. And then I was like, oh, I guess I can't do that. And then I was going to apply to go to Italy. And then I'm like, okay, now I can't do that. So it looks like we're staying in New York City. So I'm kind of sad about that.
You talk so much about literally hating men. Like, it's just like you can't stand them. No, I'm kidding. You don't hate men. But like earlier in this, we talked about like, you know, kind of the messages and stuff that you get. I feel like, you know, after a while, it can be, you know, hard to experience. So like, you know, our joke was that like literally you're just – you're done with the opposite sex completely, stuff like that. So for all your fans and followers, what do you have to say about that?
I don't hate men. I mean, there's plenty of good ones. I think there's a distinction between, again, men and then boys. Boys are the ones who are doing the harassing for the most part, you know? Like I don't have a lot of older men anymore harassing me.
Why
like
are you looking at me?
I don't know. I'll look at...
No,
I was looking at him while you were saying that. I was like...
But yeah, like I got like, it's not many older men. It's usually the younger, annoying, like
college D-bags.
Even younger. Yeah. And a lot of me just saying like, it's not needing a man. I feel like when I talk to a lot of girls, it's either they have 5 boyfriends or they wish they had a boyfriend. Or like they're talking to either all these guys and they place so much of their worth on men. And I'm just like, I will pursue a guy, decide to go after a guy when I am living on Central Park West, bathing in money. I, you know, any time I spend talking to a guy is taking away from focusing on my career, my education, my family, my friends. And I don't want to divert that attention that I already don't have a lot of time to give on something that is going to be a waste of time, you know?
Preach.
Yeah. I mean, that's for anyone. That's for guys, too. Like, why don't waste your time with girls until you're comfortable with, like, the fact that can you balance it all, you know? Because right now, I'm young. I don't think I can. I want to be the best at whatever profession I go into, and especially at this point in college. I feel like it goes for both ways, you know? You shouldn't be, like, so focused on women when you're, you know, just starting out in college and you don't even know what you want to do yet, you know?
Well, Max, you should show this to all your Monmouth friends.
No, well, like, that's what I was saying, because, like,
be a motivational speaker for them.
You should, yeah.
Well, listen, I speak for them, but they'll probably believe you because you're a girl. So they just be like, oh, Max, you're right again, whatever. But so what I tell them is, like, guys, like, you go out, like, and I even see this, like, I hate when, like, people, especially girls, I know, like, this happens with girls and guys, they go out and, like, oh my God, if I don't go out and, like, hook up with this guy or that girl, my night's ruined. Yeah. Like, you can't go into the night with that kind of thought process. No. Like, go into it being like, you know what, like with me, like I just like going out, having a fun time with the guys. Yeah. And if something happens, if I see someone, whatever, good. But if it doesn't, I'm still having a great time either way.
Exactly.
You have to set your expectations,
like,
right.
I'm not saying, like, obviously I know people who are great, you know, they're doing well and they're with a guy or girl, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, you have to be able to balance it all and be able to find a good medium between it all, because I don't want to right now, because I'm just starting to make friends in college. My first semester, I wasn't really making many friends. I'm just starting to make friends now. And anytime I'd spend, like, I already, like, I'm looking for a second job. Yeah. So, like, I already don't have time for them soon. Like, soon it's just going to be like a few nights a week where I can spare a few hours because I'm already in all these classes, you know, job, and now soon another job. I don't have time for it, you know? That's where I'm at right now. Not necessarily hating men, just, you know, not having time. Yeah, no, I don't.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Let's get into our game, brother.
Yeah, so we're going to do a 20 questions game, kind of like, not necessarily rapid fire, but quicker responses was kind of like what we're going for. And Max, you can ask the first question.
Well, I mean, you didn't say the part that's funny in there, man, that sick punchline.
Sorry, fine. Let me read it from the script.
Let's go.
Now it's time to play the 20 questions game that people demanded we do again because they're creeps and want to know more about you. Nobody demanded anything, but just so you know, that's what Max wanted me to say.
Okay.
You go first.
Incredible. So what is your favorite beach to go to in New Jersey or Monmouth County?
See that? Oh God, it has to be fast, right?
And it doesn't have to be.
Okay. Because
next question.
I have like a favorite beach in like every county, but like if I'm going to be in Monmouth County, like, okay, I like Asbury Park because I like the atmosphere there, but I don't go there necessarily for the actual beach, you know?
Yeah.
Sandy Hook as a park is fun to explore, but again, the beach is like,
yeah,
like I'm not going to go there to like swim. Like there's like, you know, it's just a cool place to like hang out.
You go to Gunnison?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been naked there, but yeah. I'm like, you know, I like Manasquan, but Freeholders love their Belmar. So if I go with my friends, they're like, Belmar. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I see that so much.
Yeah, okay. They only want to go to Belmar.
I have a lot of Freehold friends that say that. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They always Belmar.
So we're definitely going to utilize Jack pulling stuff up because now we're going to go to your Instagram, some of your photos, and read your captions and kind of get, you know, your thought process. First one. The life imitates art. How does that make any sense? Because if you think about it, art imitates life because like life came first.
It's also a quote from a song. That was part of it by Lana Del Rey. That's basically where it came from. I wanted to integrate my love for her and little. If you scroll really really far down, then I usually quote Lana songs, and it's really cringy. And nice. that's probably one of them. But also, yeah, it kind of makes sense. Like, it's a statue. And then you know, my mom took that picture, too.
I respect the law.
Shout out to Kalina's mom.
There were some worse pictures that, I just did for fun in that same place. And, yeah, I have them all on my camera. That's right. But I like to keep it PG-13, you know?
So you might have already answered this, about, you know, going through your last question. But is, you know, who's your favorite artist and why?
I did listen to Lana Del Rey a lot, but now I kind of have a variety of different artists. Like, I have a playlist for every genre. And when I say every genre, I mean I have, like, disco on there. I kind of always was into, like, that classic rock, hard rock, even like metal, because my dad kind of brought me into that. So I have all my hair bands, my 80s rock, my 90s rock, my heavy metal playlist. I have 70s, 60s. I have my 50s playlist. I have rap, jazz. I have it all. I honestly am pretty diverse when it comes to music taste. I'm good with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't pick out one can't person. Pick one, I can't.
Yeah. So I can pick
just
one.
Make this
I
game horrible.
Yeah, you're okay. making this. You're not answering any of these questions.
I know. I just can't. Yeah. My favorite song is Heaven by Bryan Adams, and it makes me want to cry.
Okay.
That gives you anything, but I don't like Bryan Adams. He's like,
yeah.
Not bad, but the song that's my favorite song.
Yeah. You're gonna say what your favorite?
Oh well, yeah. For me, I listen to a lot of classic rock too. I have a favorite artist. It's some people like it might be like. Basic, but the Beatles are definitely my favorite artist.
Basic, bro.
But here's the thing. But I don't just listen to like Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah.
And Hey Jude. I listen to some of their
that's
weird
respectable.
Shit. I listen to their weird shit
you
too.
You know, yeah, that
their
that I
LSD
appreciate.
Indian music. I like that.
No, I got
it. Is. That's what yeah, it is. No, they're yeah, playing yeah. sitar. It's
mine's
great.
Pretty easy. It's Post Malone.
Post Malone.
I love him.
Post Malone.
And you know what? The people what I hate right now is just because he's blown up so much. And he's so successful that people like are like, oh my God, like, you know what? Like, it's like cool to hate him now because, oh, like, you know, he's already blown up this and that. Yeah. Bro, he makes incredible music and he does so much singing. He's so talented.
I'll give you that. You're like one of those people that's like, I liked them before they blew up. So I'm, you know.
I've been with them. I saw him open up for Fetty Wap 5 years ago before he was anyone. And then he got that Justin Bieber tour. You're welcome, Bieber.
I saw him. During the Justin Bieber tour in Atlantic City. I did not want to go see Justin Bieber. I hated Justin Bieber, but my friend really wanted me to go, and I'm happy I did, because then I like when I like the person who opens up, the person I'm seeing actually turns out to be better.
Yeah.
You know? And that was one scenario. It was good.
Bold statement. He's better than Jay Beeps.
He is better than Jay Beeps, though. That's not
definitely.
Even a,
that's
not even
yeah,
a question.
That's not an argument.
So would you rather go to a concert at the PNC Bank Arts Center or Stone Pony?
Stone Pony. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good
I mean, PNC gets annoying.
Yeah.
Like with all the people on the lawn.
That's
true.
It's also like if there's any rain, like it's like disgusting.
Yeah.
Slide down.
And it's all muddy. Yeah. No.
So
I'm not a fan.
Another one of your Instagram pics that, you know, Jack will definitely bring up. It's the talking about like, you know, this is quote unquote, I know global warming sucks and all. This is your caption. But it was nice as fuck today. So you do acknowledge that global warming is real. That's good. So
yes.
We'll start out by that.
What are you talking about? There's no such thing. It's a hoax. China made it up.
All right, dude.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
So what do you mean by that? What are you thinking?
Why would you say something so bold yet so controversial?
No one thought it was controversial, and that like if someone should have gone off on me in the comments for that one. But I mean, everyone the whole day, that's what everyone was saying. I'd be like in class and they'd be like, well, I don't think it was a day I had class. Everyone was like, oh my God, it's so nice out, but like it's kind of like the end of the world, you know. It's like that's kind of everyone I talked to like had to bring up the fact that like this is because the earth is dying, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just that's just what I heard all day, because no one can just say, oh, it's nice out. Like that was always but like this is why you have to recycle, you know.
Sure.
But like, no, I mean, I'm, you know, all about the environment though, you know.
Gucci.
If you could live anywhere other than New Jersey or New York, where would it be?
Oregon. Yeah. No, I've had an obsession with Oregon. I want to live in a yurt. Some people like know this because I'll bring it up in conversation because people will ask me like, could you ever live anywhere else but like the Northeast? And I'm like, yeah, Oregon. I want to live in the forest with just a couple cats and just walk around barefoot.
Cat
and
meat.
Yeah, yes, I am. And live in a yurt. And that's all I want. I'd be so content with
live
that.
In a what?
A yurt.
I'm like, I'm not just going to play off like I
do. Yo, Jack,
know
pull
that.
It up. What's
pull
a yurt?
Up a yurt.
Pull up a yurt.
A yurt? Is that like a yoga shirt? Have you ever heard that, JR?
I've heard it, but I don't know what it is. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, dude, I'm kind of lost.
What is
there,
that?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
That's what I want. Mm-hmm.
It's like a circle house?
A circle house.
It's pretty cool.
Right? And I would be okay with that. That's like the thing. One thing going into college, I'm like, do I go to college, you know, get into, you know, marketing, live in New York City, or do I give it all up and live in a year in Oregon? You know, I'm still grappling with that.
Wouldn't pay much in taxes out there.
It's probably
so.
Dirt cheap.
Yeah, no, I know. And like, you're living in a little like hut. Like, I feel like that's the life, you know?
So do you have a favorite YouTuber? Because I know you're talking about like going maybe into YouTube. So do you have any influences?
influence. I'm not a big YouTube watcher, which is like, how could I want to go into YouTube without actually watching it? But everyone is like, oh, David Dobrik and like the Vlog Squad, like, everyone I talk to, and they like follow him around New York, like, oh my god, he's here, let's go. And I'm just like, I never got into it. I mean, I did like PewDiePie, but I'm not gonna be like PewDiePie. Huge. You know, like, that's not what I am. I mean, probably I go more, through yeah. phases. I like you know, Rhett and Link, like, they're like 40 something and they just talk about like food, and I listen to them, they're so soothing. Again, that's not what I'm gonna be, you know, but I just love listening to like the wholesome, well, PewDiePie's not that wholesome, but I mean like the wholesome stuff, or like I like the Cut videos and Jubilee, where it's like find the odd one out. But again, that's not what I'd be doing either.
You watch Mukbangs?
Yeah. Oh god. Oh yeah, you said
we were supposed to
do that. Well, what happened?
I thought you said you were gonna bring the food.
Yeah, what the fuck.
You were going to bring Cluck You.
Yeah.
Cluck You. Oh, no.
Bro. We do some what?
you're hurting me now.
Yeah, you actually offended me.
Surf Taco is really good, though.
Surf Taco?
Yeah.
It's good. Babacoos, you like, too?
No. Not as much. And also, like...
Bro, you're hurting me now.
Yeah, I...
first my place, and now that. Babacoos is so good.
I don't know, but I...
Do you like Chipotle?
No, I don't
good.
Either.
Thank That's God. Good. I so, respect
like,
that.
It's more like that genre of food rather than Babacoos itself. So, like, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't... No hate on Babacoos, but...
How do you feel about putting pineapple on pizza?
Judge the hell out of you. Give the right answer.
It's not right. It's really not right. But at the same time, I do like pineapple in general, and I had a big pineapple phase where, like, I put like my Instagram bio was like probably just tons of pineapples. I posted pineapples all, like, back when I was like 15. I wanted to get a pineapple tattooed on me. It was like, do what you want, you know? It's a free country. If you want to put pineapple on pizza, you do it. I wouldn't. But do your thing, you know?
Yeah. That makes sense. I'm kind of the same way. I know Max is like very anti-pineapple on pizza.
It's just weird.
Like, it I wouldn't eat. Him. Like, I don't want it, but like, I'm not going to be like, like, stop you.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, hey, get the fuck out of
my
house.
I'm not going to start like a fight in the comment section of like a video about it. You know, I'm not that passionate one way or the other.
Yeah, because I've literally done like half of like the half pizza be pineapple, the other half like chicken parm.
And you're just like,
you think you're better than me because I'm eating chicken parm on you? Okay, so the next Instagram pic that we're going to bring up, the caption is, I bought a book for the first time in years. Now I just need the motivation to read it. So you said, wish me luck. So did you in fact ever read that book?
Yeah, I actually, it's almost done, but I bought another book before finishing the book that I was reading. It was The Beautiful and Damned by Fitzgerald. Okay. And I think I have like a little bit left, but I went to the park to read, realized I left the book at home. So then I bought another book, which was This Side of Paradise by Fitzgerald. So I do read a decent amount. I do like reading, but yeah, so I did. I got the motivation to read it. It just took me a little while, but.
Yeah, I go through phases where, I mean, I was an English major, so I had to read so many books in college, especially when I was at Rutgers. I go through phases where it's like, I want to read what I want to read. So it's like when you get assigned a book, it's very rare for you to actually enjoy it. Where, except for like one class I had where I loved everything I read. But yeah, I read a lot of Japanese literature right now, which is weird.
That's
it's like,
cool.
It's weird stuff.
That's
like,
cool.
But the authors, like things that they write, I don't know. It's very interesting. They have like a weird voice, but I've just started like a tetralogy and I have not had the motivation to finish the first book because I know I'm going to get invested in the rest of it.
Big anime guy?
No, I'm not a big anime guy.
The only thing I'm really good at is like writing in school. Like I can write 1,000 words in like an hour before class and I can get an A on it. So like reading is more like to like master my writing. And it's getting better and better. Honestly, writing is the only thing I can do in terms of school wise. Like I would have, you know, A's, 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 and then like a C in math all through like high school. And writing's the only thing I've mastered really.
I mean, yeah. I can relate entirely. I suck at math. We took algebra 7th and 8th grade, algebra 1, and then I had to take it again freshman year in high school because I'm that stupid. I failed the placement test. What's your favorite mall? This is a stupid question. You're from Freehold.
Yeah, so Freehold mall. Yeah, duh. Yeah. I mean, Freehold I spent mall. Every single like Friday, Saturday, Sunday there from like the time I was like 12 to like probably 15.
So a mall rat culture?
Yep.
That was us, me. But Monmouth Mall, which is a shithole.
Yeah, those were actual rats.
I haven't been to Monmouth Mall in years, probably since I was like a baby.
Yeah.
Why'd I go out of my way? It's 10 minutes. Freehold Mall is 10 minutes from my house. Like, I'm not going to drive all the way here. That's
like
the
opposite for us. It's like having to go to like Freehold, but we still got a
Freehold. Prefer Freehold Mall.
Because you know why? Because they don't have an Apple store here. And it pisses me off that I got to go all the way to Freehold. Something happens. It's a 35-minute drive.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's terrible.
It's the worst.
What is your go-to Monmouth County food place? Like, you and your friends here. You know, you and your what duck friends? Right
yeah.
here.
Yeah, she takes her duck and they go to Cluck You and eat bird. Where do you
go to? Oh my.
Put you on the spot.
That's really hard.
Could be a few. Not just one.
Just one.
Oh God. Well, okay, if I'm at the beach, in any beach town in Monmouth County, then we go to Pliables, which is really basic, but I love Pliable. Like, I will have an argument about the Pliables versus Fruitables thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I am a Pliables fan, been since they were in that little cart in front of... Yeah, I went there then, and I will still continue to go there now, and I'm loyal to them.
Oh, so, you know, you're calling out me for saying, oh, I've known Post Malone since he was little, and now you're like, yeah, give me that clap for Pliables. Like,
they were cool. I remember they were, it's like that young couple, and I remember them being there when they had a little cart, and I was like, they're going to be something.
Can we say the good news, Jalen?
Yeah, we're having them on our podcast. Yeah.
They agreed. So it's Rob and Abby in like a month and a half from now.
A month and a half.
Yeah. I'm so excited for that. Yeah. I'm so excited. I love them. Like, I've watched really cool interviews with, like, I've watched them. Like, it's weird. It's kind of creepy, but I'm so loyal to them.
I stalk them.
When people have arguments about it, I'm like, no, Pliables, you can't argue it. So much better. Absolutely. And I support the, like, I just love Pliables. I will go out of my way because there's a Fruta in my town, but
never go there. Disgusting. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite TV show? I know you've talked to Max watches Sex Ed and you guys were talking about that show.
Yeah.
But
you answered that before. I didn't even see that message when you like.
I didn't answer it. I just liked it.
He does that shit all the time. He'll like messages and I won't fucking see it.
I normally answer, but not when Max starts a conversation and then I see it and it's been sitting there for like an hour and a half. I'm like, oh, I'll just like it and then not tell him about it.
And then I don't see it.
But yeah, what's your favorite TV show?
Like all time?
Yeah, of all time.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but what about the ending though?
I don't like the ending, but I was so upset. I went to school the next day and I was like getting really heated about it because I'm such a Daenerys like fan. Like, I was like, I am her. I'm going to
burn an entire city down.
No, I like.
Spoiler alert.
I wanted to just get my hair as light as possible. I put hair extensions in for prom and I'm like, I am Daenerys Targaryen. Like,
do you have purple contact? Well, in the book, her eyes are purple.
Yeah. No, but also I was just obsessed with the show and I like didn't start watching it when everyone else did. Like, I had to binge it to get to, because I wanted to finish it before the finale, like, because I didn't want to hear about it. And I was very upset. I think I cried a little bit.
I think that the way they ended it was the way it should have ended, but it was so rushed and out of place. Like, I mean, like, with her change of character had to happen, but it should have been gradual and not like...
Like two episodes.
Hey, in two episodes, she's going to go fucking crazy and kill millions of people. Like,
yeah. I still would have stood by her, not going to lie.
Dude, spoiler alert.
Max, he didn't even watch the show. He didn't... I don't care. If you guys haven't watched it, the show's been on for 9 years.
You're a horrible person.
But what happened was... I was watching, I was binging, I watched the first three seasons, I binged it, and the fourth season had just aired, and I was about to watch the second episode where Prince Joffrey dies, and he spoiled it for me the day before I watched
it. I was on the phone, I was like, dude, like, this fucking kid got poisoned, it was pretty funny. Like,
I was like, what?
That was a good episode.
What was his name, King Joffrey?
He's King Joffrey, he's really good at being, that actor's great.
No, he's a great actor. He quit acting.
What? He did?
He quit acting because of all the hate mail he used to get.
See, that's why I couldn't be an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe one day we'll
see. They're like, I fucking hate you. I'm like, yeah, that's my job. I'm supposed to make you hate me. Like,
Before I get to the next question, I just want to say from Sex Ed, Maeve is like, let me just say, so in love with her. Like, literally, like, just everything, like the accent, the little pink hair in there, like just everything.
He's like, I stalk her on every social media and
in person. I
don't even
follow her. I should. So I'm like a ghost follower. That sucks.
You should follow her with Monmouth County memes. Maybe she'll follow back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll DM her. It's easy.
I really like Maeve. I like her. Like, she's my favorite character, definitely.
And
the
wheelchair
the
kid in the end. Like, I'm not even gonna, like, spoilers. There's no spoilers, but I'm just saying, like, I've never hated someone so much.
I didn't hate him. No, Joffrey.
Joffrey's worse. I haven't even seen that show.
I've been waiting for two seasons for shit to happen in sex ed.
Yeah,
and it's
right
there, and it's like for the taking. And that dude, I'm not gonna say any bad things about it, like a kid in a wheelchair, but like screw him.
Yeah, because like you ship like. You know.
It's a good show. So
yeah, no, it is.
Now then we're going to bring up another Instagram picture with this a great cool, caption.
Cool. Great caption.
So the caption is, it's my birthday. I'm going to say
birthday.
It like that.
You got to use that.
Birthday. Hey, let's go. I'm in. Did you? This is actually like.
This is exactly word. What
wow,
she said.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
I dig it. No, it's like I'm trying. This is like my wording here. Go. I'm an adult now. So keep your dads inside. So
elaborate.
That was what questionable.
That, yeah,
that was questionable. It's funny because like I had adults bring this up to me, and they'd be like, "Ha, that was funny," and I'm like, "Oh my god, I forget. I didn't really think that one through. I'm not gonna lie, but it was also like such a joke about like I don't know, like the, oh, people are probably gonna see this, but like I'm me like crushing on my teachers, but, like fake crushing on my teachers, where I'm like, oh, it sucks. He's like so old, but like. I don't know, you know, and then it was funny at the, my friends thought it was funny at the time, but now it didn't, now I'm like, gross,
it's,
gross, it was gross.
It's a meme.
I know, yeah, but I've classed myself up a bit since then, since college, I've, you know, college changed me. I'm now mentally 45 instead of, you know, 18.
He's finished with college, he's still mentally 15 though.
It's crazy, the shit I've been through.
If you were one character on the Jersey Shore, who'd you be? I hate that show, so
fuck off.
I mean, you know, they were filming the reunion down the street from me.
Really?
Yeah, they had the reunion, and it's like we'd pass, and they had all the like the lights out and everything, and no one ever saw them, but we knew that they were there because it says like where they're filming, and like the actual owners of the house have kids, and they just moved to a different location so that way they can film there, and I'd always like drive really slow past it just so I could see like catch a glimpse of someone, but I don't
pick one.
You gotta do
I it. Don't want to be basic and say Snooki, but like
Snickers.
But she's kind of like I like that little tattoo thing that she's doing on Snapchat, like that story where it's like the friends give each other really bad tattoos.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
That's kind of entertaining. And she,
some of those tattoos are really fucked up though.
She has a boutique actually in I think Madison, New Jersey, and she because I work at like apparel trade shows, and everyone saw her there, and I posted like, Snooki, if you see this, come to my booth. I will sell you clothes, or don't buy clothes, just come and talk to me. And then everyone saw her and said hi, and apparently she like gave him so much, like she was like, oh hey, like
she was like
she wasn't nice about it, and I'm like, that made me so sad because I just wanted to. I would have been like, you're amazing. Meanwhile, she's like, what did she do? She was just ratchet on reality TV, but also. I probably would have been too.
Yeah. I would love that to be in like a new remake of the Jersey Shore. Like a Belmar house.
Monmouth County.
Put me in a Belmar house with like eight, like four guys, four girls, and count me in. I want to try to do that. Do you have a favorite sports team?
Yankees. I mean, my sister plays softball, so the only sport in my family that anyone ever recognizes, like actually would watch is baseball or like college softball. So I understand it. You know, I cannot watch a football game or a basketball game unless I am like on my phone too. And I'm like looking up and down. Baseball, I can actually keep up with more, even though it's like slower and not the best one to watch, but I still prefer it. Sure. But yeah.
Who's your favorite celebrity?
Celebrity.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to think of one later and be mad I didn't say it. But, like, I kind of like Margot Robbie because, number one, everyone's like, oh, you kind of look like her. But then she's funny. Like, she's funny. She's a good actress. I liked her from Wolf of Wall Street. Even that, like, Harley Quinn thing that she did. I didn't watch the most recent one. But I know everyone said it was bad. But I don't care because she did it. And it was probably, like, cute, you know. But I don't know. I'm not really big. I'm not like a celebrity chaser. Like, there's some people, like especially living in New York, who are like, I heard this celebrity, even though I don't know them or like them, is going to be here at this time. Let's go find them. Or let's sit in front of the Today Show or Good Morning America and see if they pass by or like SNL. Never. And I'm like, I don't care, you know?
Like, you wouldn't be starstruck if you like saw
No,
them?
I've met like I've like passed by a couple people, but I'm just kind of like, oh, that was cool. I'm not like, let's chase them down, you know? I'm not like a celebrity, like, chaser.
Like, I feel like I thought I'd be the same way, but I don't know if you know, like, FaZe is like the game, mm-hmm. whatever. And but no, it doesn't matter. But like, these kids are like famous now. They're living like those big house, the cloud house in LA. But mm-hmm. like, they had a house in New York. Me and my buddy actually drove to it because they put the address. And I like never, because I'm like a pretty outspoken guy. If like I want to go talk to someone, I go and just freaking do it. Mm-hmm. But I remember just seeing this kid walking by. I was like looking for him. He just got out of his Audi R8, and I was like choking up. I literally was like, that's like FaZe Rain. I was like, and my buddy Berto doesn't even know who they are. He's like, dude, why don't you just say hi? But like, Berto was able to like say that. But you know, I feel like there's some people, like, obviously if I saw like LeBron or something, I don't know what I would do. Like, it was just like, there's, I feel like they're just on a different, you think of them on a different level, but they're just regular people.
My friend Justin in California meets so many famous people. He was on a plane. He was right sitting next to James Franco the whole time. He didn't say anything to him. And then at the end, he asked for a picture because he's like, I got to. And James Franco was kind of like, okay. Like, he wasn't.
Why I feel bad annoying them, because I'm always like, they're going to say no, and that's going to be even worse than me just walking by them and being like, oh my God, I saw them. Yeah. But like, all people in New York, they like always see a ton of celebrities everywhere. Like, just walking on the street, you'll see any, like in Soho especially, it's like, oh my God, or like, we work at a lot of fashion shows, like at FIT, like you volunteer and they see like Kim Kardashian like all the time. It's like a normal thing. And just like, you know, it's cool, whatever.
So what's your favorite clothing brand? Oh, Nike.
Nike. I really like Adidas.
As the Brits say, Adidas.
All I do Adidas. Is dream about soccer. All day I dream about soccer. Shit, I fucked it up.
I mean, okay, what I wear versus like what one day, Dior. Like, I walk into the Dior store and I'm like, like, I want those shoes so bad. I'll just stare at them for a few minutes. I'm just like, one day I will. But I walk into other higher-end stores and it's just not, I don't like that high-end street style look, you know, like Louis Vuitton's like that. I'm not into that. I like that, like, classy, sophisticated, like, dressing like I'm a little older than I actually am. But like I just like the Dior look. I do. One day, again, Central Park West, when I have a lot of money and I walk my cat on the street through Central Park, that's what I'll be wearing. I'll be wearing heels as I'm walking through the park, walking my cat.
But do you actually walk your cat? Your cat's cool with that? Because I've had cats that will refuse to walk.
I'll try.
Yeah. This is another question that's not going to work. If you had to pick Rook or Pliable for the rest of your life, what would you pick?
Pliable.
Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I just had Rook now, but
first,
like,
time ever.
Yeah. I mean, there is a Pliable.
Sponsor us.
There's a Pliables in New York City.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, they're all over. We went on a trip to Rincon, and that's where, like, one of their first locations.
Well, they got Boston now. Boston. Like, they're trying to go over to Texas.
And that's, you know, I can get Pliables in New York when I want to. Even though it's just not the same. I like being here. It's a very New Jersey thing to do. Like, all summer. Like, I can't breakfast, lunch, if I'm in by the beach, you have to get Pliables. You can't not do that.
Now, I literally remember this high key. So this was last summer. I would always go to Pliables, whatever. I would order online like an OG, and mm-hmm. I would never wait in that line because I'm just above that. I high key probably saw you. I feel like I saw you probably. One day in, like, you were in line, and like, it, we're not like, this is before the page. And obviously we follow each other on Instagram, mm-hmm. but I'm not like those, you know, creeps. That's just like, yo, what's good? Like, I follow you on Instagram, like this and that. Like, but it was definitely this past summer, Pier Village, and I definitely probably saw you
probably.
There. But yeah, I just remember that actually. Like, funny enough.
No, yeah, I definitely was there. I mean, I go, like, if I'm at the beach, I go to Pliables. Like, I just can't not do it. It's just tradition. It's tradition.
That line, though, like, why you could order online, just pick that thing up.
I wonder if we never have to wait in line anymore. We'll be like, hey, Abby, we're outside. Online.
Yeah. Sweating in line is just a part of the whole experience, you know. I'm getting a nice tan just on my shoulders from it. I tan so much. I tan so easily too. So like, I look so different in the summer. I'm so pale right now, but yeah, it's like I continue tanning. Why would I just run in, be in air conditioning? No, I want to sweat outside and wait for it. So it's I can savor it more because I know I worked for it. I was in line and I sweat.
That's
and I waited with all the other sweaty people and I got my Pliables and didn't regret standing in that line for 1 second.
I'm going to try it one time in the summer and just like 40 minutes into that line, I'll be like, Colleen, I fucking hate this. Like, this
why would you ever suggest this?
I'm never eating Pliables again. So the next question we're going to talk about is,
This only works about New Jersey too, because clearly New York.
Yeah. So what bar or club are you most looking for? Like, are you like most looking forward to going to once you turn 21? Because you've never like, because obviously you're on the 21, so you've never been to any bar
I mean, okay, I don't really talk to many, like, I don't really know many people who are going to college in New Jersey, believe it or not. So I don't really know much about any of them. But from what my mother said, because she went to Georgian Court, Bar A, everyone's, like, she was just like, you know, I just heard some, but again, that was so long ago, but I just haven't talked to anyone who is 21 who goes to the
It's still great. Area. Your mom's got good taste.
Yeah. Bar A is awesome.
It's honestly my favorite. Okay,
well, then I something to look forward to soon. Well, yeah, not like soon.
2 years. Two or three. How 7 years.
This is a really tough question. And if you answer it incorrectly, we're not airing the podcast. What's your favorite county in New Jersey?
Monmouth County, of course. If I ever move back to New Jersey, which could very well happen, I wouldn't go anywhere else. And when I talk to people and they go off on New Jersey, I'm like, have you been to Monmouth County? No. Well, then you have no right to go off on New Jersey. You don't. I tell my friends from college, I show them all the places in New Jersey. Like, I show them the beaches. I show them all the different, like, I show them Pliables. I show them Broad Street Doco, Bagel Nook pictures. And like, you live in the coolest place ever. And I'm like, yeah, get that through your head, because Monmouth County is the best.
Well, that's the thing. 90% of the people that talk shit, I'm like, where have you been? Let me guess. Newark and the Turnpike. They're like, yeah. I'm like, no shit. You think New Jersey is a shit?
Yeah, no. Like, they just don't get it. And now I'm like, I've been telling friends from college, I'm like, you don't get it. Like, you... Everyone thinks New Jersey's like the armpit of America, and I'm like, it is not. It's not. Yeah, nowhere near it. Like, I really sincerely love New Jersey, and I wouldn't love New Jersey unless I was from Monmouth County. Well, I like the other. There are nice areas in New Jersey beside Monmouth County. I just think Monmouth County is far superior.
I mean, and also, I would say, is your favorite meme page Monmouth County memes?
Of course. I think it's the. You guys may be the. I think I follow the other New Jersey. Well, not the other counties.
But I
can only recall. Yeah, you're the only meme page I think I follow. I may follow New Jersey memes too. I assume I do.
Colleen,
you can unfollow.
No, she's got enough. She doesn't need any more. I often look at New Jersey memes. I just don't know if I follow. I think I do.
Jack,
I
look that up.
If I don't, then I'll follow them. But I check the account a lot, so it wouldn't be fair of me to be a ghost follower.
You're a ghost follower.
So you know what? No matter what, I'll follow New Jersey memes because I love it. No, I do. I look at the.
Yeah, but that'll mess up your ratio. Chill.
I don't care about that. I'll follow her.
She's from Monmouth County, so there you go.
She's really cool. I'll have to follow her. I did watch that. I watched most of that podcast.
Yeah.
It's
okay. As long as you get past the average watch time of 2.5 minutes, I'm happy.
I think just about.
She did like 2 minutes, 45 seconds. Okay. Now time to log off.
Yeah.
So, you know, that pretty much wraps up our, you know, this podcast. I just want to say, Kalina, thank you for coming on the 5th ever MCM podcast. You've been such a good sport and, you know, not only not taking IG, but like this podcast overall, like not seriously, you're just like a cool sport and it really means a lot.
Thank you.
No,
yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Here. Yeah. Of course, I had fun.
Yeah, I think it was a really good conversation.
Yeah, me too.
And if you want to follow Kalina, her Instagram handle is @justKalina. And as usual, check back every other Friday, leave comments and likes, let us know who you want to see on and what kind of questions you want us to ask. Thank you for watching.
Peace.
And I can't cut that out, unfortunately.
Oh, no, that's
the peace. I can't get rid of that.
Julio.